All right, welcome to the show. If you know what I mean. Here we are again. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Today we'll go through some updates on Project V with Q, homesteading, and we'll do timelines after this hour and take a break. And looks like we'll join some other troublemakers. I think I'll be off for an hour, and then I'll join the other troublemakers in the last 3 hours of the day, 2 hours. Let's see, on my list to do today. I love all your correspondence. Keep it coming. Thank you so much. And thank you, Angel Airlines. Many other projects I'll go over at the end of the end of today. Connecting the dots is what I'd like us to focus on today, if we can. And I'll show you how a lot of obvious things are going to start showing up here. You're in a great race. You're in an absolute race. And so at the end of the ascension cycle, this starts accelerating, and whether or not we participate with it is in the race that is, it's up to you. Talk about conscious computers today, how AI, what the consequences are, especially if I have a conscious computer and I can see everyone's, everything, that means I can end all crime, couldn't I? And, That's fairly interesting. That's why the race is on for a lot of these folks. The game's over. And I wish to talk about making sense of our lives now compared to then. Very important that we get comfortable with feeling so much more, knowing so much more. And I'll also like to talk about anti-aging techniques that are very comprehensive to your spirit and relationship. I'm happy to keep talking based on your correspondence, the scale of the planet. Hint, hint, why you would want to take possession, take an asset like Greenland. I can talk about that if you like. And then the other correspondence, what's it like, the human experience versus here, as I do my best to always put them on the list based on your correspondence. Bigger brains is a great correspondence you might want to talk about. And the light and the dark, how I see it in my reality and yours, as well as the percentage of light in humans and how it's growing and how it deviates. So with that, thank you, PRQ team, for the people.space. Connecting the dots is very valuable to you on the current page. And a true king has departed. And it is real. It is real what we do for a living, which is do our best to free you. And we'll work every day for it. And just because the king departed for a second doesn't mean that the individual won't be right back around. So I find it idiotic that you would try and kill us, because we're just going to come back around. We're going to do the same work. This thing's over. So a bit of a pot shot in my opinion, but that's how the dark, this is how the aliens, this is how the aliens work. We try and get you sovereignty, they kill us, et cetera, et cetera. Sovereignty with your spirit, that is. All right, so let's see, big note for Solano County, Project for You Homesteading. Let's get her going. Let's see if we can get some work done today. So if I can get excited about Solano County. All the Solano County people and or Greater California individuals going after your homestead, I'm seeing some progress in other pockets, but I'd like to get your assessment of any advances you've had. So if you can call in here next week or the following week, like to see what your experiences are for the rest of the crowd that's listening. Got a real good population in the country of California going for homesteading. So I'd like to hear any advances you guys all have. And let's see if I can get in the chat room here and pretend to be a game show host. All right. We've got stuff coming. Jules from Australia on line two. Thank you, Jules, on line two. They don't go in order, folks. They just give them to me as they come in. Exciting news from Australia. Jules, I've been working for you. How'd you do?
Oh, fantastic. G'day, Q. We had some big wind in our sails here this week.
Okay, give me some updates. Let's see happening. How you did.
Okay.
Your point of view. So your point of view.
Go on. One of our amazing team members has managed to get hold of somebody in New South Wales and be able to get a signed, stamped copy of the original title in New South Wales, and it's in the mail.
Okay,
so
very
that's
good.
Pretty exciting. Yep. And then Queensland. Yep.
Please keep going. I'm sorry, there's a delay. Go ahead.
In Queensland, also, someone has been told that they can get their certified copy as well. They all come with a price tag. In Queensland, it's $42, and in New South Wales, it's $171.
Of course it is. So that's Australia.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I
they're
know.
They're $2 in America.
Yep. I know. Don't worry. I've been saying that. Anyway, that's very exciting that we have a Queenslander able to get his copy certified and so signed and stamped and blue pen and sent his way as well coming up this week. So is getting the certified copies the right way to go? That's our big question at the moment.
Okay, first of all, let's do, since you're talking to an American who's lived in Australia, let's really take a deep breath here and let's do this right. Okay, I'm gonna show you how to do it, okay? I'm gonna show you how to do it. Woo-hoo!
Yippee!
Okay, so this is a really big deal to have both of you, both states being able to do it. Okay, so now we've, for the audience, what is the date? Do you remember the dates of the initiation of the homestead?
No. I know that I have a couple that I would do, but I'm just not in that abundant state to be able to race out there and spend, because I need to actually get two blocks. So I'm not exactly sure what dates they're going back. I know that we probably have Murph jumping on the line this morning. He may be able to tell you his dates. And we've got another lady in WA, but she's doing hers for New South Wales. And so I'm not sure of the dates, but they're pretty well way back because it's huge chunks of property. And one of the ladies is very excited because she'll be able to eventually free people all in her area because it's a Sydney property. So it's going to include 30 or 40 people. So it's very exciting for her to be able to free these people on their land.
That's the idea. Great job. Outstanding job. And I'm very proud. The mermaid might be in the office today, but I don't see her right now. But she'll be very, very excited to hear this news. And then, okay, so I do see Murph on the call list. What, to answer your question, that's exactly correct. When you do, I know this is a tough one to observe. They're going to charge you $100 for a homestead. Okay, a whole nother dialogue, obviously, is why do you charge $100+ for an original copy of a homestead? That makes it counterproductive to you getting 10. So like in America, everybody's getting like 10, 15 copies just in case they need redundancy. And so now you're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to do the same that we would do here for $20. Okay. Yes, the original homestead that's got the stamp, it'll have the seal on it, and the original never leaves your possession. You may display it, but you do not have to turn it into the recording office, and that's what I'm really going to watch. And I assume Murph wants to ask me. So they're going to ask you for the original copy in most cases. And you don't have to present it whatsoever. You just have to You just have to present your forever benefits and claim based on the homestead. So I cannot wait to read these homesteads to see if there's a difference between each of the homestead grant, the patent that they've given you. So when we see how it was written in Queensland versus New South Wales is what I want to see, then we can make you guys templates like we have in America. So we would recite a different filing is what I'm getting at if it was written different in New South Wales versus over in Perth or Queensland. So I'm very curious what that's going to look like. And outstanding job.
So shall we send them?
One more time.
Shall we send them to you?
We just want a digital copy. Digital copy, and I think we can make a nice template for you.
Okay, great. So another question still on the homesteading is that you spoke last week about how you were so excited about your land north of Noosa, and you said, I think it's attainable because it's not in possession. So are we chasing a wild goose chase by going after land that somebody else owns, even if it's vacant land? I mean, this was some land that was on the market for $10 million a year or so ago. Yeah. And I'm just wanting to know, am I really on the wrong path or am I on the right path?
Okay, so I'll speak to the process of homesteading. And you'll decide if this is your passion as well for the particular property you're looking at. We're all allotted allotial title to land in our countries. And we quit allotting land to each other after the deceased. We didn't make succession. So what we're finding in America is people have so much care when they do this. It's really because they're in love with where they want to go possess land and or be in possession of land because they just love it. They want to be one with the planet. Not to say that someone couldn't just take over land, but the true nature of ourselves through our hearts are really the horsepower of taking possession of land we really want to be on. I'll answer yes to your question, but you're going to get interesting timelines if you're going to, say, be aggressive in your assumptions. I'm just going to take this away from someone. No. And so I am seeing people homestead in America, and they pull up their trailer and stake their land, and they're very successful because they really want to be there. They really understand how to defend the true laws of our land. We're U.S. citizens, not citizens of Queensland. And that's where Australia has lost their connection with their country. Everyone's going to the football game thinking that they that your councils run look how much power the councils have in Queensland or New South Wales. They are a separate country. So you have to educate them. So yes, you could do it that way, but you'll find yourself running out of steam, would be my opinion in most cases, because you'll have a little guilt about doing it because you don't really want to live there. And that's the note I want everyone to remember. I just love where I want to be in that house. No one lives on it is where I am assuming we would prefer to take these actions. I hope that helps.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules. That's amazing. This is an amazing call for me, and I knew you guys were going to be able to do it. Thank you. Go ahead. Another question.
We guys over here all want to start wearing our MAGA hats now, and that'd be Make Australia Great Again. So a big question, is Trump going to take Australia under his wing?
So if you... Most of the hats we have are bulletproof. So I'm not endorsing you wear these hats at all. Well, you know, the mermaid cornered me one day and said, I know what you're up to. And I go, all right, all right. Australia is going to be a tough story for everyone because, as I've mentioned many times, the mind control is so good there. And there's so few population in such a square area. It's inevitable that we are all going to come to terms that America is trying to free the planet. Other countries are trying to free the planet from inflation, deflationary systems. All our dollars, if I take $10 to Australia, it's $20 Australian. So that's not really fair, is it? That's why they don't let us come into Australia, because everyone's rich compared to Australians, and Australians are quite convinced they're rich. It's a funny story. that's not really the purpose of my statement. It's just everyone's been lulled to sleep over the last 100 years. And, you know, talking to so many Australians, you know, Tasmanians, up in the TV Islands, everywhere I could get, no one believes their news is lying to them in Australia. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
They really, really believe that the Australian news would never lie to them. And all I could see was lies when I watched it. So if I look at propaganda in Australia compared to America, it looks like you guys are about 10 years behind us, plus or minus. Your housing industry is kind of a good tool too, because I looked at, you know, 4-bedroom homes in Greater Queensland and Doonan for $4.5 million. and it had like 1.5 acres. And so the inflationary system there is killing your country, as you can imagine. So not only do you use inflation for wars and displacing opportunity for the little people, you can mind control people into believing that they're rich because their numbers keep growing in their perceived value and appraisal. Hey, by the way, since I have you and Murph next, how is it that real estate agents are superstars in Australia? Why is there a billboard of real estate agents everywhere I go in Australia? Can you explain that to the people?
Well, I wish I could. I don't know why they're so important, but they obviously they are.
People don't really know that about Australia. Wherever you go in major metropolis areas, there's a superstar real estate agent who's promoting how much money he or she can get for your home. But they never represent the buyer. They only represent the seller, don't they?
Yep. And they all put cute photos of themselves up to show how gorgeous you can have this beautiful real estate agent.
Such a pretty, all these pretty boys with their little outfits. I mean, I just went, wow, this is amazing. They are quite convinced of their identities. And so that was quite a lessons learned for me, is to see the nostalgia around ratcheting up, flipping homes, possessing homes. So many people in Sydney I met, they're just so proud of their net worth now because of the assets. And that's what this show's about. If we can, is we're not supposed to be inflating our land or taxing our land. I hope I helped at least in that statement. Do you mind if I get on to Murph?
Yeah. Absolutely. And please give a big Aussie hug and love to Mermaid and to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Will do, will do. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. All right. So, interesting information, I assume, for people who have never been to Australia. The land down under. Nah, I screwed that up. I can't get an Australian accent if I tried. Murph from Queensland on Australia on line 3, Queens. Homesteading updates. Let's. What do you have, Murph?
G'day, Q. How are you going?
So much for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in and teaching the world what you guys are going through. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got pretty granular on you yesterday and resubmitted all these files I currently have. Not sure if you've got them in front of you. And as I said last time I called in, they're out of one particular system that I have access to due to where I get my means of exchange. However, I rang up a mob called Titles Queensland to chase this certified copy business. And, yeah, as Jill said, $43. I had a good yarn with a gent there. the place was privatised in 2022. However, the Queensland government apparently owned 100% of the shares. And in 1994, everything was digitised, and prior to that, saved on an archive. And this particular gent didn't know of things being destroyed. So I inquired about the archives team. We're not allowed to phone them, but we can email them and get a response within 10 business days, apparently. So the little bit of confusion for me is I got these files out of the other system that starts with the word smart, whereas he said they don't use that. They use Titles Queensland copies. And I can get a Titles Queensland copy certified, provided they can be found on the archives. Whatever can be found on the archives can be certified. So, whereas if you flip to the stuff I've sent you, you'll see that the oldest one I've got there dates back to 1860, and it's got a blue stamp on it by a mob called Surveyor General. A blue ink pad blot stamp, Surveyor General stamped on there, and then some handwritten dates, a little bit, and a signature. So I suppose this is a bit granular, but the question for you is to try and unpack which actually is the authoritative certification, a private company called Titles Queensland, or at this stage of my research say.
No, very good question. Okay, so now what is it? It gets real easy here when you're becoming a lawyer. Okay, so what is Queensland? It's clear as mud, as usual. What is Queensland?
It's a private corporation, isn't it?
Okay. So now, who is the Surveyor General? Is it the Australian Surveyor General, or is it the Queensland Surveyor General?
Oh, the Queensland.
All right. So you're still not ahead of the game yet, are you?
Well,
so the original homestead, the original successor. So you said it in your own words. Queensland has taken possession of 100% of this particular geography. So prior to that, they've either been the successor and created homestead. So somehow they got succession. So we're looking for the very first homestead. Not the successor. Mm. So if you're not going to have any fun fighting Queensland. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
This is another idea, and this is where I left off with Queensland specifically. Is how did you get succession of this land? And I was looking at properties up, as I told you, up towards Noosa and so forth. I'm saying, so how did you get succession? And all just deer in the headlights. I'm speaking to people who do not understand what we're talking about. So I did my best to. That's wild. The radio, everyone, it's making my voice about 10 times faster than when I'm actually speaking. And it's making my voice a different tone. And there's a great echo. It's pretty interesting. We've been testing this for a while. So anyway, if you can still hear me,
I got you, Keith. You there? Yep, I got you.
Yeah, thanks. Yes. So on your document, who's the Surveyor General?
Who's the Surveyor General? Oh, man.
Anyway, go get that information squared away, and I think we can get an advance as well as your cohort there. You guys are doing well, though. And so part of the encouragement I have for you is because we have an interest in doing this and freeing ourselves and we're inspired and it's exciting. Remember when you first started talking about this with me on the radio? We're just getting roadblocks after roadblock. Now, notice the door starting to open.
So perhaps part of the answer to your question just now is, I'm looking at another copy. There's, between the words surveyor and generals in this blue stamp in the ink back in the day is a crown.
Mm-hmm. Should have a seal on it. Should have a seal from, so the Queen's laws, what you're all referencing, you saw what I posted on for, on the BBS webpage. Sorry, I didn't say that earlier. The banner for Project UQ Homesteading has the Australian, one of the copies of the process for homesteading in Australia. So you want that same nomenclature on your survey, correct?
I've tried to read this Victoriol a few times. I've got a printout of it here.
Yeah, they run you through circles, and I assume it's the surveyor wrote it in cursive too, didn't he? Or calligraphy?
It's in type. It's not too bad, but it's just old school wording. Jules has had her computer do an AI summary of it, which I've read a little bit.
Okay.
May I ask, is this what's been highlighted recently by the guy that's supposedly our Prime Minister talking about Norfolk Island, how Trump's tariff is mm-hmm. different to Australia? And we've had a few mm-hmm. truthers explain a little bit about that. Is part of that narrative worth restudying to help answer this question?
There's some dialogue there. I'll let them do their work, though. Yep, there's definitely some dialogue there.
Yeah, so it's not really relevant to what we're trying to do here.
No, I have someone calling in right now that has a question. Why should people that don't live under the Queen's law listen to the homesteading show? So it's a perfect question. If we keep living under these false laws of our counties, states, all planet wide, why do we adopt all these silly laws when we're supposed to just be living free on a piece of land on our planet? So it's very important that I'm doing my best to free you from the tyranny of these. Why do you get a ticket when you jaywalk in Australia? Why is someone telling me where I can walk on planet Earth is where I live? Common sense. Yeah. I can walk wherever I want on planet Earth.
My daughter was coaching netball recently, and she had two wheels of her car on the grass footpath and two on the street, and they find her. There's a car that runs around this town here called Toowoomba that finds people if you park on a footpath, but you're just trying to get out of people's way and make more room. It's just nuts. This week I've been protesting a smart water meter installation, and I managed to kick that can down the road for a week, and I was going to ask you if I may, is that fight worth fighting, or is it a waste of energy with my local council here?
So here's what's fun about homesteading. Notice, Queensland's just great for it. Notice how they've made wells called ball water.
Yeah.
If you have your own land, you get your own well, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that smart meter, you know, obviously they're going to valve it off too. You didn't pay your bill. Guess what? No more water, bro. And you can see that how tight things are getting there. And so when you own your own land, you won't have a smart meter, will you?
No, that's right.
Okay,
I was showing.
So that does that answer your question? Does that answer your question? So why do what? So yeah, so your spirit actually would say to yourself is, are you excited about fighting people? Or are you excited about getting freedom on your land? Your heart's going to pick one of those. Your heart's going to go, oh, I can just throw all of this garbage away, or I can go fight the councils. And I ask everybody all week long when I talk to them on the phones and stuff, and I go, why do you want to pick a fight? You know, I'm a huge fan of picking a fight with the United Nations. They do not care for me.
Yep.
That's why they won't chat with me. But what does it do for me to go fight them with all the injustice they've created when we can just change direction and do something we prefer? So that's my opinion, and hopefully you'll choose for yourself and how your heart motivates you in this whole land patenting process. Is just you just want to be free, don't you, from all of this?
You just want to be free. We received a letter about the third and final notice to put in the smart meter, and they're going to accompany with the police. So people in our group helped me get some trespassing signs, and I put them up three copies between the gate and the front door, and put another one in the smart meter, and that actually felt empowering, and they didn't turn up. And then later that day, I actually removed the letterbox that's been in the fence since 2012 with your words in my head. So that felt empowering as well. And then the next day, they delivered windowed end envelopes on my front veranda under my doormat.
Well, you don't want my Australia stories at all. When you have six F-17s going over your house, you get a little tuckered out there. So, you know, it's not cool having fighter jets going over your house. But anyway, that's another day. You guys are doing amazing. I'm really proud of you. The Mermaid's going to be very, very proud to hear this, and we will help you all day long. Thank you for your call a lot. Thank you very much.
Radio Q. So just to summarise, got to figure out who this original Surveyor General was from.
Yep, it exists. That's why I put the one. Yep. So that's why I put the one document up. I did is because at least you have an idea of where the succession dates will be on the western side and the eastern side, somewhere right in that date range. 1860 is really warm. It's pretty close. Really close.
But, well, this vitriol says 1893 Western Australian one.
Yeah, it should be around. It should be about the same time United States did it. Nova Scotia, Canada. So again, I have successions in Canada. They're about the same as yours, 1860. I have successions in America, 1864. It varies, 1863. Aside from the colonies. That's when they were really aggressive at getting us settled somewhere on another land, and or the Industrial Revolution was the purpose of it, of course. So it should be somewhere in that pocket of 10, 20 years right now.
I think you've confirmed that to get it certified is the process you've just confirmed with Jules. That's great. So to get it
correct,
certified, I do have to play with this Titles Queensland mob. They're the latest private corporation that makes out there the authority. I think you've confirmed that,
Yeah, so if you look at the people in America, Michigan, when they go into their equivalent to your councils, they've had to educate the recording office. So you're no different than us. You have to realize you're the catalyst for teaching. Without we all get pushback here because the Queensland is taxing you, not Australia. Your income tax, yes, but look at where all the tax base comes from in your area. It's all from the councils, so they haven't been taught your country's laws whatsoever. And so you have to have fun with this, we hope. You're a teacher now. You're excited about this. They're your students in many cases. That person behind that desk probably wants their own tax-free land too. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And I don't want to create absolution for you. You don't have to do anything. But if it's exciting for you and keep going down the line and be a catalyst for change and improvement measure, that's what I'm endorsing.
Yeah, I agree. I was just saying before, from a State Department, we got another notice in the mail saying our land valuation has gone up 100,000. in the last 12 months. So I was on the phone to the deputy mayor here the other day, and I said to her, well, you guys are just in lockstep. That's just going to be your next excuse to make our rates up higher and higher.
Yeah, they won't be able to hear you there. No, keep calling in. I'm going to try and get to a couple more calls, but keep calling in and keep us abreast. It's a really good tool. There's a lot of people listening to you that are in some very interesting positions in government, in America, in military, and so forth. Everything we say, so we think you're in prison. That's our opinion right now. And you just are barely using the key to get out. So that's our opinion of Australia right now. You're in prison and you're about ready to be locked up forever if we don't help you. So thank you for the call. And I just can't imagine how incredibly fun this would be to free Australia from this financial tyranny. Thank you so much. Okay, good call. Thank you, BBS. Okay, so we did Murph. See if I can get Sherry from Wyoming. Sorry, I'm a little fumbly with my words today. Sherry from Wyoming on line 5, update on forever benefits. Sherry, thank you for waiting, and I'm so sorry it took so long.
Well, that's okay. Beautiful day to you, Q.
My great love to you. I love hearing Wyoming up. And I was going to do the Steve Martin thing, Wyoming, but that was Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. So go ahead. What do you got, Sherry?
Okay, so I did email some stuff into you. I just wanted you to look over it last week. I got it in a little late, so I didn't. I just wanted to give you a week or so in case you could look at it. But I sent in copies to you of the original land patents, a copy of the forever benefits that I typed up, and also a copy of the public notice that I wasn't sure about. And I went ahead and did record for forever benefits on those two sections, but I still haven't done my public notice because I did have to edit it a little bit because I don't have the deed for it. So I did take that out of that. I was wondering if you got a chance to look over the public notice that it would be good enough to publish. Are you there?
All right. I hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just, I'm not going to talk about it today.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I did not mute myself on Zoom, but Zoom muted me. Sorry, everyone. The public notice. Why have you not published the public notice?
Well, I wanted to see if you could critique it for me, since I had to adjust it from the public notice that you put up, because I don't have the deed for it because it's not my property. The county says it's theirs. So I had to take that off out of that public notice where it says that I had the deed because I didn't have, I don't have the deed. So I just wanted to know if you would critique it for me before I paid the money to have it put in the newspaper. So I just went ahead and did the forever benefits. I remember somebody a while back said they did it that way, and you said, you know, it would be okay if they went out of turn on that. Are you there, Q?
Yes. Great job. Great job. Okay. So repeat the question one more time. I'm a little fuzzy on, looks like you're good to go from what you've told me so far.
Well, did you receive all the documents that I sent you last week?
Yes, we do. We did. I saw the documents. I didn't necessarily address them though. And, or I have a few other people that do that kind of work. What help do you want with the documents?
Well, I just need to, okay. So the forever benefit documents have already been recorded, and I'm pretty sure there wasn't a whole lot
okay.
that I had to.
Okay. Okay. Forgive me. I missed that. Go ahead.
And so it was the public notice that I need to put in the newspaper that I had to write differently. And because I had to write it differently, I just wanted to make sure, because I left out the part of the deed, the owning the deed, and actually having possession of the property. I just wanted to get an approval on before I spend the money to post it in the newspaper that it would be good to go to with editing it like that. And that, I remember a long time ago you talked about if you put up a mailbox on the property, for possession, since I don't really have possession of this vacant land, I don't have a trailer to put on it. And I could put a mailbox up on it, but of course they won't give me an address without the deed. I've already inquired about that, and there's no way I can get an address unless I prove a deed.
Okay, you're perfectly good to go. You're perfectly good to go to file. And now you just would defend a little differently based on the description of the you're defending the succession of a geography, not a parcel, though. Just remember that. You're recording to tell them that this has a communication description of parcel. That's what we're getting away from. You don't own a parcel of land. The county taxes you on a parcel of land. So if you don't have parcels, you can't be taxed. So you're perfectly good to go.
Okay, so I'm good to go on this public notice then also?
Absolutely. Make sure you get your witnesses. Make sure you get your witnesses.
No. Okay, yeah, I will. I absolutely will. Do I have to put up a mailbox over there with no address?
It doesn't really matter about the address. It just matter. You put your name on it, whatever you want to do. A lot of people do footings. I've seen a lot of people do trailers with a mailbox next to it, some kind of footing. So it's not a temporary asset. It's real property now. I live in my mailbox. It's fine, right?
Okay, footing. So dig a hole and put a post in the ground for it. We're frozen here in Wyoming at the moment.
What a lot of people are doing. Yeah, you can do it that way. A lot of people just get, you know, the 4x4s and put them in a cinder block and bolt them down.
Okay.
So it can't. That's what I've seen a lot of people do. I did one that way.
Oh, that sounds perfect. I can definitely do that. Okay. Well, then, yeah. As soon as I.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Thank you for
thank
the
you
call.
So much, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Let's do Dee Dee from Washington on line 6. Update on their recorded land patent information on their foreclosure. Dee Dee, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm very serious
today. Okay.
I'm really serious.
I was having an echo there. So I recorded my forever benefits, and this is in the property in Colorado.
Okay, and, but you're calling from Washington State, correct?
Well, I'm in Washington this week, but I'm headed back tomorrow.
Okay,
but
Colorado.
The land is in Colorado.
BBS, did we lose Dee Dee? What do you think, BBS? Okay, you're a fast typer, BBS. Wow, that was really fast. All right, let's do, can we go to, assuming I, let's see, Mike, let's see if I can get to you, Mike. I might have to get you on the back show there. Let's do Rob from Burlington on line 4, Canada. Update on Ontario, Canada. Rob, are you there?
I am here, loud and clear. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling in. I'm always curious what you're up to. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I'm actually excited to hear about Angel Airlines because I have a similar project that I've been fiddling away with. So looking forward to that. But, I wanted to, kind of ask. So I've been looking in my county. There's, I can't remember exactly where we left off last time, but I was able. So they closed, as I mentioned before, they closed all the county, land offices. And so it's all online now, and I was able to go online, and the person there helped me, and I was able to find property from an old family property and find, you know, kind of look at the the historical data on it. Anyways, that's not my highest joy for that property. So I was looking in my county, and so you can go online, which is, you know, it's not great, but you can actually do anywhere in the province online. So I've been able to find areas where there's unpatented land. There's none in my, where I live in my county, which kind of sucks, but I have found some in other counties. So I'm just trying to find, you know, a place that my heart really, really speaks to me and everything like you've mentioned. So I think a previous caller kind of mentioned that. What would I be doing in terms of making a claim? Would I have to go and get a surveyor to, you know, section off like 160 acres and, you know, kind of, would I need a surveyor to do it? Or is it like, I don't have a trailer, I can't just go post up. So I'm kind of looking for if I wanted to make a claim, because I was speaking with a potential land grant and you said, well, you know, why is there somebody higher than you? You could make a claim. So I was just wondering if anybody's had experienced that or yourself and how I would go about it.
So we're waiting. We've been waiting for this dialogue for quite a while. So part of it is your local governments are starting to delete a lot of legacy information. I assume you're seeing that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would feel like it, especially if they're closing the offices.
Right. So America, we got a little bit ahead of it, but the Bureau of Land Management, America was starting to slow down too. We're having, depending on where you're at in the country. So they're also overlaying systems to erase legacy systems. They were all obviously hard copies. People had to sign the documents because we did everything out in the field by handwriting. So I would say we would ask senior executives at the taxation level consistently, how did you get how did title start here? How did I'm still looking for someone who's excited to dig up, you know, the development of Canada. You're going to find that Canada is a North American piece of land. And then I'm going to be careful with my words so I don't step in the political arena too late. Why do you take a ruler and split up the two territories? Well, that was the Industrial Revolution. And you can, I'll cite Hudson Bay Company immediately and their cronies. So there has to be documentation. How did, in this case, Burlington, Ontario, how did they become a state? And you're going to find that the homesteading started before Ontario was a state, because you had to have people there, right?
Yeah.
And so I'll get you inspired to, you know, I just want you excited about keep drilling into that. There's archives in several libraries there that have this information. And when, see, if I say a name of the books you're supposed to look in, the books will now cost you double of what they cost you yesterday. But I'll tell you that there are documented books, and these surveyors, when they develop land in America and Canada, what you're assuming is Canada and America, the surveyors went across from the east to the west, and they surveyed the geographies and created plats. Many, many different individuals did that, and then they wrote books about them, and they made the Bibles for what is now Bureau of Land Management. These books are really expensive, but they all exist if you can find that library.
And okay.
The reason I'm not telling you what the name of the library is because now they'll probably close the library. I'm being facetious. It's not going to happen. We're very positive people. Yeah, we're very positive people, aren't we? But if you didn't notice, the more I started promoting homesteading, the more attention we got on all of these agencies shutting down. It's sad. I'm sorry to say that, but that's what's been going on.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I was doing a little digging and I found a couple documents, so I'm sure I could find the names of those things. And I know that they were given So there was, I think there was some, a guy named Peter Robinson, and he was in the Peterborough area in Ottawa, and then Thomas Talbot. And so it's called the Talbot Tract. And he was given approximately 500,000 acres, which was in Norfolk, Elgin, Middlesex, Kent, Essex counties. And so that was kind of the Talbot Tract back in the day. So I've been looking at all that stuff. Like I said, even the unpatented land, it still looks like it's sectioned off. And I don't know, it's hard to tell from these maps. What they've done is they've scanned the, I guess, the microfiche or whatever, the originals, and they've uploaded them online. So you can kind of, you know, it's interesting for me. At least I can check out other counties without having to travel to them. But it's still kind of, you know, it'd be nice to be able to go. But okay, well, thank you for the updated information. And I'm going to try and find something that's maybe the county next to me or something that's close by, because the ones that I found were, you know, 5 hours away from me. Ontario is a pretty big place, so I want to find something that's not too far away from me.
Yeah, forgive me for being a little flip, but I'm real close to giving you some straight answers with a project in Alberta and British Columbia. And I'm pretty sure I can. Ontario is a tough one, don't get me wrong, as far as dealing with unaware individuals. But I think I'll have some news for you before too long when the rest of the gang calls in up there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. My great love to you. All right. So that's obviously one of my passions. You should see how we're coalescing. That's a weird word. Coalescing? I could say it any way I want. When you look at some of the U.S. politics, they represent many of the things you want. How about freedom, for starters? And so my great goal is for you to see the integrity of all of us wanting to work for each other. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm so happy that you would join me on this journey. Susie from Western Australia, I'll get to you again. I really want to hear from you. I got to get off this radio though. Mike from New York, I'll get to you one day. You're a great caller. Thank you for always calling. Lean and Mike, I'm sorry I missed you this one. But we got a few more hours to go. So I love you all very much. And I'll take a quick break and I'll start timelines. Thank you so much. And thanks for bearing with the intro music. It's how we do show business apparently. So we'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.